The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stepmiller, with you on this Friday, folks. And it ain't no good Friday, not for me. It's the 7th of April, 2017. My mind is racing a million miles a minute. And I've asked Michael Rivero to come on with me for a few minutes, kind of to kibitz for a few minutes about the latest goings-on. And also, he's my safety valve. He's my emotional tampon today. He will be for a few minutes to calm me down before I explode. Michael Rivero.
That's kind of a weird way to describe me, but okay, whatever's going to work for you.
No, no. I'm not calling you a tampon, sir.
Oh, okay. No. Well, I wasn't sure for a moment.
Yeah. I need you to hear something, because it's one thing for you to say what you've said on the air today. What sense does this make? But it's another thing entirely for those out there that doubt that we have nothing but total assets in our government. Virginia senator being interviewed by Press TV, no less. Now, you're not, Michael, you will not hear this. I would stake my life on this. You will not hear this clip played on any American media. And I don't give a damn the Fox, F-A-U-X, conservatives out there. I heard Sean Hannity today bringing up his buddies, the Oliver Noyce of the world, you know, the other crooks, and immediately launching into Assad, stringing an epitaph of insults, Assad this and Assad that, he's a bully, I'm out of my mind sideways. I am tired of the phony conservatives. And Mike, somebody had called into his show and said, why are you up there in New York? Why don't you move down here in Texas? And I'm dialing the phone trying to get into his show going, don't you dare think about coming down here. We got enough phony conservatives. Now, here is this clip. Now, this is the former head of the criminal law division at the Pentagon, Richard Black. He is a Virginia state senator. He is a seated senator. The question was asked from Press TV, and this is his response. And it blew me away that somebody was as honest as this senator. There are some people, Michael, in this country are seeing this the same way that we are. Here's Senator Black.
We're now joined by Richard Black, who is a Virginia state senator, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Broadlands, Virginia. Senator Black, thanks for joining us. What do you make of this story?
Well, we've been here before. The same story has unfolded before in Damascus, when Turkey worked together with the Syrian rebels to launch a false flag attack in an effort to draw the United States into the war. Here's the situation. Right now, on every front across the country, thanks to Russia and their other allies, Syria is winning the war. It's winning everywhere. It had this monumental victory in Aleppo. So the idea that somehow they would choose to launch a pinprick gas attack that they knew would outrage the entire world is absurd. I'm a criminal prosecutor. I was the head of the criminal law division at the Pentagon. And one of the things a criminal attorney looks for is motive. There is utterly no motive that anyone in the media has been able to express to explain why Syria would launch a gas attack. Number one, they're winning. Number two, their enemy is losing on every front. Number three, they know that a poison gas attack would outrage the world. Number five, they know that a pinprick attack is going to have no impact on the war whatsoever, except to create negative publicity. Now, we know from experience that the terrorists have launched poison gas attacks in the past. There were two members of the Turkish parliament, very courageous individuals, who went on live on air. They had seen the indictments of a group of Al-Qaeda operatives who were moving sarin gas into Syria, they went public and they said, look, the sarin gas that was used in Damascus was provided through Turkey with the help of the Turkish government, and it was moved across the border. And in fact, Turkish authorities, back when Turkey was a more legitimate country, the Turkish authorities actually seized from Al-Qaeda 2.2 kilograms of sarin gas. So we know that the terrorists have it, and they're on their last leg. They must do something. This is an act of desperation, a last-ditch attempt to attempt to draw the NATO countries, to give them some reason to come into the war on the side of the terrorists. And I still wait for anyone, I challenge anyone, to give me a rational motive why Syria would use poison gas on the rebels.
Yeah. Michael, I'm shocked.
Well, I mean, that's exactly the whole reason why the story was impossible to begin with. As he says, there's no motive. That's how when they tried to frame Assad for poison gas attacks in 2013 and 2014, it was the same problem. Nobody could come up with a reason for him to do that, because it was always going to work against him and in favor of the rebels. And you need to look at the situation this week. On Monday, you had Obama and Tillerson saying it was okay with them if Assad stayed on as president of Syria. Assad is winning his war against the rebels, the terrorists in Syria. There's the start of peace talks up in Brussels to end this thing completely. There's no reason for Assad to use chemical weapons. It would be a stupid thing for him to do. And if he was stupid enough to use chemical weapons, why use them on civilians? Why not use them on the rebels? The use of chemical weapons on these civilians was designed to produce the maximum shock and horror, in the hope that people would be so horrified they wouldn't think about just how ridiculous the whole story was. This is Iraq's weapons of mass destruction all over again.
I literally am shocked. There was when Hillary Clinton 2 days ago, she was being interviewed. I forget who she's being interviewed by. We have the story up on republicbroadcasting.org. But 2 days ago, she's saying, well, we should bomb Syria's airstrips. And I'm thinking to myself, number one, why am I still listening to you? Why are you not being investigated for your years of criminality? How did you just pick this out of the hat? You know, are you going to try to now tell me that they showed a video over there that upset some people and that's the reason why this attack took place? But she predicted it 2 days beforehand.
Or either that, or she knew that that this thing was in progress and about to happen.
And again, I will repeat, why the hell is she still around?
I would agree with you on that one. But what we are seeing here now is a corrupted establishment that is so powerful they can even constrain the current president, because the rapidity with which Trump went from Assad can stay to bombing Syria's airfields is so quick, it doesn't look like a legitimate, genuine change of policy. It looks like somebody's managed to get a leash around Donald Trump's neck, and they yanked it good and hard.
Well, and Michael, if that's the case, okay, I said yesterday, actually the day before yesterday on the air, I said, look, I'm starting to get the feeling here that Trump, and this is before this little foray into Syria, I said, I've got the funny feeling here that Trump, you're not going to like him much. On his domestic policy, okay, I'll give him passing grades on that. But on his foreign policy, no. So what do we have yesterday? I was not on air yesterday. What do we have yesterday? Well, you saw what happened yesterday. And not any time to really investigate this to see if it was true. We had Nikki Haley, the one that absolutely hated Trump, a never-Trumper, up at the UN, spilling the same kind of garbage that we saw George Bush Jr.'s guys doing up there at the UN. Oh, yellow cake and all this centrifuge and all this other. And she's up there showing pictures. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know what? It's not about Donald Trump draining the swamp. I heard the other day somebody twisted that around and said, Donald Trump's going to drain the swamp. No, the swamp's going to drain Donald Trump. And at this point in time, Michael, I swear to God, and I mean this, Donald, just get your stuff, get your hairspray, just take a walk through the Rose Garden, go out the back gate, go back to New York, go to Trump Towers, resign, just let the other neocon take over. Let Mike Pence take over. He's better suited for what is going on right now.
Well, what I'm getting from some deep sources myself is that the congressional leadership went to Donald Trump and basically said, the war agenda is moving forward. There is nothing you can do about it. If you do not attack Syria following this chemical weapons attack, we will find some way to remove you. And between the Democrats and the GOP war hawks, we have enough votes to impeach and remove you from office. So all you can choose is whether you continue to be the president of the United States or not. And if you're going to continue to be the president, then you have to do the things the way we want them done. And, of course, following the strikes on the Syrian airfield, you know, the same corporate media that was excoriating him only a week ago, all of a sudden he's their hero. Chuckie Schumer is applauding him. Nancy Pelosi is applauding him. You know, Donald Trump is now being a good little boy, and the neocon war machine loves him.
Michael, and this is to say, and sources are telling me, and ones that I would give them an accuracy rating of 95% plus, they're telling me, well, don't get too excited. In a few months, this is all going to be over anyhow. What I'm hearing right now is that the financial collapse is imminent.
Yes.
So it really doesn't make any difference who the hell we're bombing right now. It doesn't make any difference whether Donald Trump, was he a good boy getting rid of TPP? What a lot of people don't realize is there something right behind the TPP in case that got smoked out. So Donald Trump's in the clear. He kept his campaign promise. He got rid of TPP. We're going to have a border wall, but not a complete wall. It'll be hodgepodge. There'll be holes in that wall. Yeah, I'm looking at this, and Michael, you know as well as I do. Okay, this guy had absolutely no political experience except buying politicians before he became president. He is a political neophyte.
Okay. Yes, I agree. In fact, that was my one criticism of him, even during the campaign, that he was going into the White House as dangerously naive about Washington, D.C. politics as Jimmy Carter. And Trump went into it thinking it was just going to be another business to run. And, of course, politics is a completely different creature than business. And he's made all kinds of horrible mistakes. And he's allowed himself to be severed from his best advisors and surrounded by the usual neocon power brokers. And now they've basically got him captured. And unfortunately, I think we're going to see Trump devolve into another neocon warmonger. The only difference between him and Hillary Clinton is Hillary Clinton was perfectly willing from the outset to go along with this agenda. Trump at least made the motions of being opposed to it, but they've got him under control somehow. Maybe they showed him the Zapruder film from Dealey Plaza and said, we've gotten away with murdering a president who was uncooperative before, so you'd better toe the line.
Well, and your statement, which has become world famous now, all wars are bankers' wars. Look, during the Civil War, and actually it was the aggression on the South, I'm down here in Texas, that's the way we look at it.
Yes.
And we had the consolidation. It was the wet dream that was fulfilled by the Federalist that wanted centralized power in Washington, D.C. And a lot of people don't know that during this thing, Abraham Lincoln, he needed to buy bullets and bombs and cannonballs and uniforms and whatever else. And they didn't have any money. So he went to the New York bankers and said, look, I need money to fund this war. We've got to keep the Union unionized. We've got to keep it together. And I need money. And they said, fine, you can have as much as you want at 25%. So even Lincoln was smart enough to go, okay, what do I do now? Okay, well, I'll print up a currency. I'll do greenbacks. And he did. Kennedy, now that guy was shot in Ford Theater. Kennedy comes around. What does he do? He sees what's going on with the bankers, and he was no friend of the bankers at all. And he saw the situation in this country, and he goes, you know what? Let me pick up the phone and call the United States Treasury. He had the Treasury print out a little over $5 billion in currency we'd never seen before. It was called United States notes. And what that was actually a competing currency against the Federal Reserve. And ironically, our national debt about the time was around the amount of money that he printed up. And of course, near the reflecting pool in Dallas on December 22nd, 1963, and if it wasn't for Zapruder, we never would have seen those famous shots that you and I have both seen, Michael, probably about 1,000 times, Mr. Kennedy's head being turned into human confetti in Dallas, Texas. That's the other guy that went up against the banks.
Well, I have one thing to add to that, and then unfortunately I'm going to have to sign off because I have an appointment to get to,
yeah.
On the Warren Commission that was supposed to investigate the murder of John F. Kennedy. One of the Warren Commission members was John J. McCloy, president of the Chase Manhattan Bank and president of the World Bank. And I don't care how good a banker he is, he's not qualified to be a homicide investigator. So the implication is he was there to make sure that the link between the assassination and Kennedy's executive order creating the United States note remained buried.
That I did not know, and that was worth the price of admission. And again, Michael, I didn't mean for you to misunderstand me. I just meant that I needed to plug my head up and my mouth to get into this program without just virulently exploding on air. So you were my calming effect. And by the way, I hear that Hawaii wants to secede. Are you going to be involved in that? And if you're successful, I'm coming down to Hawaii.
Yes, we're involved with it. We know the Kingdom of Hawaii's foreign minister is a very, very good friend of ours. We're already talking with them about getting Hawaiian passports. And if we do secede, yes, you're always welcome to come on over here. In fact, relocate all of Republic Broadcasting to the Republic of Hawaii, and we'll have lots of fun with luau's.
Oh, I'm telling you, it sounds like a plan to me. Michael, thank you so much. Say hi to Lady Claire, and we'll see you back on the airwaves. By the way, you've got a little over a year anniversary back on Republic. And I hope you're going to be here until either we're gone or you're gone or something dramatic happens. But I'm glad that you've been back, and it's been solid and exemplary, and I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you very much. And by the way, Claire is sitting right here, and she heard you say kind things about her as well. So.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Mike. All right. Seriously, I wanted to get his take here. I didn't have my screen up, by the way, that said he had to leave in 5 minutes. He had to remind me on air. Okay. At any rate. No, that was double plus good. I'm telling you, folks, I about cleaned a Mexican's clock down here before airtime today. I was a little spun up, and he was my emotional tampon.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Let me see how many boxes we had available. We have the soap box. We kind of had the jury box. We had the ballot box, and what did that just give us? And there's only one box that I can see that is going to have any validity moving into the future, and that's the cartridge box. Robert Raybould.
Well, John, it felt like somebody socked me in the gut last night when I saw the Tomahawks launched. You know, I tentatively gave Trump some support. I was very on the fence about it, as my listeners know. John, 6 to 12 months ago, I said if Trump is on the ascendancy that I fear for the people of Syria, and you can go into my archives, and you're going to see it, and you'll hear it. And so, and what happened last night, I felt like somebody punched me. And here's the thing, John. Trump should be impeached immediately. If any of us take the Constitution seriously, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton with his excursions into
Robert,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
You know, this is what the Democrats have been saying. We need to impeach Donald Trump. No,
I understand.
Forget the drama and forget the fanfare. The president, it's like being a commissioned officer in the military. You're a commissioned officer. You can quit anytime you want. I think Donald Trump should just quit, grab his hairspray, and whatever the other personal stuff. He hasn't been in the White House that long, so there's not going to be that much to move out. Go back to New York and just let the neocon Mike Pence in there. And I'm sure he'll probably pick somebody that'll be twice as bad as he is for vice president.
Well we got to do this too, John. Trump would not pick the very night that the president of China's in town to launch these strikes by no reason. It's statistically impossible. If you crunch number statistics, for Trump to launch these strikes the very night he's hosting Mr. Xi from China, it's impossible. And so I know as Dr. Steve Pachenik and Corsi and all these other guys, they've already said that this was basically a big pissing contest between us and the Chinese, and therefore their little chihuahua called Kim Jong-un in North Korea realized this. But unfortunately, you violated the Constitution in order to have your pissing contest. And I'm not happy with that when you ran on the fact that you were going to reestablish constitutional government. And so and everybody can laugh at all that and they can do all they want. But what I'm saying is when you violate War Powers Act and you go outside of congressional approval, at least George W. Bush, the coke-snorting cheerleader, went to the Congress before he jumped on Saddam. I mean, Trump didn't even do that with McMaster and Mattis and Nikki Haley and Jared Kushner and all these punks up here that are surrounding him. He wanted to take Bannon out because Bannon basically called Jared Kushner a globalist cuck, which is totally true, a liberal Democrat Bolshevik. And you got a war going on in this White House and in the DOD and everything else. But what I'm saying is Trump, and I told Sean Spicer this on Twitter today, you guys effed up. You effed up real bad because now basically Trump is in a place where he can be raked over the coals for going outside of the usual congressional oversight. You know, Congress is supposed to declare the wars and push us into military action. And I know this has been denigrated for decades, but Trump should have never done this, with this angle, because it's like, look, you're the guy that claimed you were going to bring us back to the constitutional system.
Robert, hang on a second. Robert, I take it you're not working today?
No.
Okay, good. You got time to hold on the bottom of the hour break. Hold on.
All right.
We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. But we're never gonna survive. Get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive unless we are a little.
We gotta get a little crazy. Robert, I don't know how you're looking at this thing, but the way I'm looking at it, the Trump train has left the station. I was kind of amazed Wednesday. And people are, I guess, they're forever hopeful. And they said, well, let's not throw Donald Trump under the bus. And I'm thinking, with the people that he has surrounded himself with, this Mr. McMaster, by the way, McMasters or whatever the hell, he's CFR.
CFR, yeah.
You know, here's a globalist guy he's got sitting right next to him. This is not about draining the swamp. And now here's the most horrible thought that I can think of. What if Donald Trump was just the ringer?
You know, John, if the listeners to this program have listened to my archives, they heard that from the outset. I've always given everybody a balanced view of where I'm at with Trump. And look, the toxic Clinton, Bush, Obama crime syndicate that has controlled our country has been so evil since, let's just say, when Reagan was shot. Daddy Bush really took over the reins of the Reagan administration. We all know Daddy Bush was down there at Dealey Plaza the day JFK got his head splattered. And so this was the real coup that took our country into another direction, to where we came under this toxic Jewish mafia Vatican deep state that we see running everything right now, to where, look, Trump, everybody wanted to give him at least a little bit of leeway, and we were all tentative. And listen, I was never completely saying that Trump was going to restore the republic. I said, look, I'm going to tentatively support this guy for the time being until I see something that makes it prove otherwise. Now, the strike on Syria, Xi from China was here at Mar-a-Lago last night when the strikes got launched. We know the ratcheting of the North Korean situation in the last week and a half has been in the stratosphere. Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief has always said North Korea is going to be the World War III trigger, and a lot of people have been looking at that, and I've always paid attention to that. And when you watch Kim Jong-un and the machinations shooting missiles over near the Sea of Japan and so forth, you got to keep that in the mind as well. Now, with Russia and President Assad, who anybody that listens to my program knows that I really have a deep, heavy respect for President Assad of Syria. This guy, women don't have to wear a hijab. Christians are like 20% of his cabinet. This is the last secular leader in the Middle East to fall before Erdogan and the Saudis can bring in this fake gangster caliphate, which is going to be like, look, it's going to be a sick, barbaric caliphate where it's going to be controlled by the city of London. That's what's so sick, John. This caliphate cocktail with the Greater Israel Project is really what we're watching unfold in the Middle East. And Iran and Syria hate this vision for their own geographical location. The Shiites, the Alawites, the Christians in the Middle East do not want to see the Erdogan House of Saud fake Zio caliphate be established in their geographic location, cocktailed with the Greater Israel Project. And so you can't look at one without the other, the Greater Israel Project and the fake Sunni caliphate that's controlled by the central bankers. And so many people miss that, John, that it's like this. Assad is the guy where women don't have to wear a hijab, and Christians have great, you know, wherewithal in his country, and they're 20% of his cabinet.
Robert,
it's sick.
Robert,
and so go ahead.
I was just going to say that, and I'm trying to slow my mind down here, so
yeah.
my lips can keep up with my mind.
The way
I simply just see this, we've got seven countries that were on the list for a takedown.
Yeah.
Iran, they have not been able
to get... Wesley Clark, yeah.
I'm sorry? Yeah, Wesley Clark. We have not yet toppled Iran. We're working on Syria right now. I think you can say Lebanon is pretty much gone. We've had the regime change in Iraq. We had the regime change in Libya. The Saudis have become the hip pocket friends of Israel. And by the way, this was not nationally announced, but they're sending troops in from Saudi Arabia into Syria as well. So I'm looking at this, and I'm hearing the rhetoric that is spieled out by the greats, the supposed conservatives such as Sean Hannity, just launched a virulent attack against Assad, and I'm looking at this guy. Hell, we can't get people unless we're in national crisis to come out and drop a ballot in a ballot box. But over there, 85% for the second time voting him as president, over 85% of the people in Syria wanted this guy in there. And who the hell are we to tell anybody? And I don't care if it was Saddam Hussein. I don't care if it was Muammar Gaddafi. I don't care if it's Mickey frickin' Mouse. Who are we to go around the planet nation building, knocking things down and lining up the way we want to? And here's the kicker to all of this, Robert. A blind man could see what we have done in the Middle East, which is unconscionable. They're coming out holding up pictures and going, oh, these poor little children. What about the 2 million you've already killed?
Yeah. Hey, listen to this too, John. Here's what's crazy. Hannity and some of these other guys are all rah-rah. Bill Mitchell was on with Paul Joseph Watson today.
Oh, that lump of crap, I about threw my computer. It was so bad, yeah, Alex Jones had to bust into his own show.
Yeah, John, listen to this. Here's the thing, though. Mark Levin, Michael Savage, and Cernovich and these other Jewish guys are, like, throwing all these other people under the bus saying, you're screwing the pooch here. And so there's this Jewish kind of disconnect going on where it's just like they don't want to see Assad taken down because they know what's going to happen on the heels of it, and it's going to be another 7th century
barbaric. You actually tell me, wait a minute. Slow your roll here, Robert. Yeah. You're actually telling me that the great one, the Jewish lawyer from New York, come out and he was against this?
You know what? Mark Levin has been trashing Jared Kushner, John, Trump's son-in-law.
All right.
That's what's so crazy right now. You're seeing this divide. You're seeing a divide in the whacked-out Jewish neocon community where it's like some of these guys are throwing Kushner under the bus, and I'm like, well, this is great.
And I was just going to say that before we brought that subject matter up, that, you know, I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay. So Mr. Trump has surrounded himself with what? You know, how many Jews does he have in his cabinet? And now, you know, the funny thing about all of this, when we needed, it's been the steady drumbeat for Sharia law. Look, let me first of all make myself clear on the whole Sharia law thing. You know what? The hell with Sharia law. I mean, you cannot expect to go into a country and expect that country to conform to your religious beliefs. If you don't like it, don't go to that country. But this whole thing has been set up. They have been salt and peppering everybody around the planet with these Syrians, supposed good Syrians. Well, they're just fleeing the country. They're just, you know, this is humanitarian. Well, it's just, it's been more than Syrians have been flooding. Robert, I'm looking at this and I'm going, wow. So they're pitting what's left of Christianity in this country against the Islamic religion. And who's sitting in the background laughing their butts off about this one?
Yeah, well, it's the Chabad Lubavitch gang like Jared Kushner's clicked up with. Here's the thing, John. The Chabad Lubavitch Noahide gang loves Sharia law because it's so close to the Noahide system that they'd like, you know what, we could just use Sharia as a management system and we'll sit over here and laugh while we crush both true Islam and Christianity simultaneously like Pipes' Three World Wars vision. That's what we got to realize. You know, Noahide, Sharia, according to the Jewish masters, it's basically interchangeable to them.
Well, I don't know, Robert, what you've been saying on the air about this network, but I've been telling people to contribute to the network because you're going to need us more in the future than you have ever counted on us or relied on us in the past.
I agree too. Because John, look, I went into Trump as an open mind, and I always was very leery. And my listeners know this from day one that I said, look, if the elites want to take us into war, they're going to put Trump into office because basically Hillary is such a toxic element. The military.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, military is overwhelmingly pro-Trump. And so now I told this on numerous programs, not my own, but when I was being interviewed, I said, look, if these creeps want to take us to war, they're going to put Trump in. And I always also said this months ago, John. I said, look, the people I fear for is the people of Syria if Trump is put in and we get put into this war footing because the Greater Israel Project, with Trump being clicked up with the New York mob, it's a good possibility that they're going to use Trump to perpetuate the Greater Israel expansionist agenda. And so we can see this moving. Erdogan's all on board, John, with the bombing of the Syrians. The Ottoman gangster Erdogan clicked up with the House of Saud. See, they want to build that caliphate right across Syria. And it's going to be clicked up with the Greater Israel Project. And this is how you can look at it. It's a hybrid system. A big fat Israel clicked up with a big gangster-controlled caliphate. And that's as simple as I could break it down for the listeners.
Well, and I think you're exactly right. I was like anybody else. I was drinking the Trump Kool-Aid, but I had in reserve the antidote to the poison that I had drank just in case I needed it. And I've been warning people.
Yeah,
I said, I am going to be as hard on Donald Trump as I had on Baby Bush and Daddy Bush and Billy Clinton or Ronnie Reagan or Richard Nixon or any one of these guys. It does not matter to me because this isn't a cult of personality. This isn't just getting your guy up there so you have something to cheer about. Robert, our entire country is gone out from under us. It is gone.
Well, look, the Constitution and the separation of powers, checks and balances, all the things that we wanted to be seen restored, with Trump just unilaterally saying, I'm going to throw 50, 60 tomahawks into a sovereign nation. Sorry, I can't go along with that, and I know you can't either, because who the hell died and made the United States government God to just go ahead and launch tomahawks into some other guy's nation on a bunch of phony, false flag information that he gassed his people. Sorry, 2 days later, I can't deal with that.
Well, I'll tell you what, the internet is absolutely lighting up with Assad didn't do this. Did you hear the clip that I played?
Exactly.
Did you hear the clip that I played from Virginia State Senator Richard Black?
I did not, but I've been inundated all day, John, with just like overload of information, and I know this is another Gladio system, NATO gang trying to take down this sovereign, secular, decent guy in the Middle East that's not clicked up with the IMF and the World Bank and the rest of the thugs, and that's why they want him gone, just like Muammar Gaddafi and the rest of them.
Well, if we are to get our country back, then there's got to be honest, true constitutionalists occupying the seats of government, both state and federal. And I only know of one way of getting there, and that is rife with its problems unto itself.
Yeah. Well, John, I hear these callers on other programs that I monitor, and they actually want to throw the Constitution under the bus, the Founding Fathers under the bus, saying the whole system is hokey and the rest of it. And I'm like, you know what? If the system in place was being manifest in the proper way, you would see massive impeachment of constantly. And, the Congress has the power to take these people out of office when they violate the separation of powers, the War Powers Act, and all these things. And they're unwilling to do it. And so, yeah, the system is broken down, but you can't blame the founders of the country 200-some-odd years ago for what we're witnessing now when you've had Bolsheviks, socialists, nihilists, and everything else, anarchists, infiltrate the government at the highest levels and telling people like Trump, hey, go ahead and lob some tomahawks over here to this other guy's country.
50,
it's constitutional.
$59 million worth.
Those
insane. Let's go see if Trump can make a deal on the manufacturer and get the price of those down. We just launched in, 30 minutes, $59 million. But what the hey? What's a few million dollars between terrorists? Who gives a crap?
Yeah, let me show the Chinese president how big my wiener is by lobbing some cruise missiles into a guy who just got false.
Careful, you're getting real close. Attack. You're getting close to the Alex Jones gray zone. don't
but
go
that's
there.
What it is, you
don't,
know.
Don't go there.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
Yeah, but that's what it is. And so, well, yeah, but thanks for taking my call, John.
Well, and Robert, you know, you've been paying attention. Folks, I'm telling you, you may not know this today, but you're going to recognize it in the very near future. You're going to go, you're going to do the big, giant OMG. What do I do now?
Yeah.
If you're listening to this network, we will keep you abreast of what's going on. You know, and I've said this before, Robert, we're kind of like the canary in the coal mine. You see us bite the dust,
yeah.
You better grab your stuff and head for the hills. Well, we need to stick around. So your program is on Sunday nights, 10 to 1 a.m. Central Time. Hit your listeners on Sunday night. We need some donations here.
I'll try to do that, John. Thanks for talking to me, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being on the network. I really do. Thank you.
All right, man.
Thank you, Robert.
All right.
Let's break.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Coming up in next hour, I'm going to play a clip for you of Bashir al-Assad speaking in his own words. And this was done when last year? That's just the post date. When was it posted up? Michael? It was posted in February, but does it say in the description? Can you open that up? Does it say in the description? Well, at any rate, here's the bottom line to this. This man has known exactly what's been going on. And you've heard that, you know, this isn't a guy that makes you, you know, the women over there throw crap on their head. 20% of his cabinet are Christian. Christians, Jews, Arabs, everybody lives in peace in Syria. And we can't have that. This is February. Okay, this clip would be February. I can't skip the top of the hour break here. Do we have anybody online? Okay. Let me sneak in a call or two here before the top. I'm sorry, who in Oklahoma? Gaither? Go ahead, Gaither. Gaither?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I got solutions on this problem. The first thing I did with my family, we decided, last night actually, we decided, we're all going to go in to get our W-2s or 4s and reschedule our taxes to, like, my four boys are single, my daughter, I have two that are married, they're going to reschedule it to, like, single and 10 deductions. And
might as well.
We stopped paying for this. They spent $52 million to blow up, what, 9 people? Come on, man. You know, this is a joke. Well, and we're letting this happen.
Look, there's a reason, Gaither. There's a reason why the Pentagon has never been audited. By the way, it's the law that the Pentagon had to have an audit done every single year. What they're not going to
Where'd that go? They're supposed to. Who's supposed to? It's crazy. I'm sorry. I'm just upset.
When I worked for GM, you mentioned taking out the maximum allotable deductions. When I worked for General Motors, when I needed cash, I'd march up to the personnel office, and I think the maximum at the time was 20 dependents. The government got next to nothing from me and then tried to come back at me later to claim that I owed them, and I just told them to go fly a damn kite. Look, this is not good because why we've been caught up in all of this drama and what Trump is doing and what he's not doing and this, that, and the other. The debt clock, let me just put it this way, the debt bomb clock has been ticking, and this thing is going to blow. And it's not going to be like 1929, the bankers, you know, repossess everybody's stuff. They gather up everything that they could for 10 years, and then magically we have a war to make everybody a bunch of money. The difference between 1929 and 2017 is we're better than $150 trillion in debt. And this is not going away. And this debt bomb is going to explode on us. I'm being told in 3 or 4 months, Katie, bar the door, kiss your butt goodbye.
Well, I just want the world to know, and Trump, I hope he's listening, my boys ain't fighting for your stuff.
Well,
we're not going to shoot a bunch of Christians, a bunch of white-ass Christians from across the sea, and fight with these guys, for these bankers. We're done.
You got it. All right.
We are done.
Gaither, I got a break. Thank you for your call. I could tell you're a little upset. All right. I as well. I'm trying to maintain here, folks. Maybe this is a belated April Fool's joke. You think? No. Anytime you got John McCain and the sissified one from... Oh, God. And Charles the Possum Schumer applauding Trump now? Oh, my God. Top of the hour, second hour coming up.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.